podcast, the ultimate Kling 2.0 prompts. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Thumbnail podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life, crush the competition. And I'm Jordan. Today we've got something really cool lined up. We're diving deep into the world of Kling 2.0.0 prompts, specifically how to master them for creating pro-level video clips. Exactly. So if you've been into AI video creation, you might know that Kling 2.0 can generate video clips up to 120 seconds long. That's a massive advantage compared to other tools like Runway or Google, right? I mean, the fact that Runway tops out at just 16 seconds while Kling gives you 120, that's like comparing a snack to a full meal. Haha, it really is. But here's the catch. Just because you can make a 2-minute video doesn't mean you should just type in something like cool car chase and hit enter. Oh no, I can totally see how that would backfire. You'd just end up burning through your credits for, what, a jumbled mess? Exactly. I've been experimenting with Kling for a while now, and I've learned that to get pro results, you really need a specific structure in your prompts. So what's the secret sauce? I call it the anchor and action method. If you don't anchor your subject, Kling gets confused, especially with those longer video durations. Interesting. Can you break that down for me a bit more? Sure. The idea is to first establish your main character and their environment before directing their action. This keeps the narrative consistent throughout the video. That makes sense. Nothing's worse than your character suddenly looking different every time the camera cuts, right? Exactly. It's one of the biggest challenges users face. Just when you think you've nailed a perfect shot, boom, your character morphs into someone else. Ah, so frustrating. How do you tackle that issue? One effective strategy is to use the seed number from the metadata of your generation. If you find a look you love, note that seed number and use it in your next prompt for consistency. Wait, so you're saying that helps keep the facial features similar? Yep. It doesn't work perfectly every time, but it definitely helps. That's a game changer. So, what's your take on image-to-video versus text-to-video for pros? Honestly, I think image-to-video is king for pros. I recommend generating a perfect character image first, then using that as your first frame reference for the video. Oh wow, that sounds super effective. So you're just telling the AI how the character should move rather than how they should look. Exactly. You upload the image and your prompt can focus on actions. Something simple like, character from image turns head and smiles. That can really reduce the face morphing issue. That's brilliant. But what about managing credits? I assume that can get pricey? Definitely. If you're not on the Premiere plan, you'll want to be strategic. A great tip is the 5-second test. Don't generate the full 120 seconds right away. So, start small and test the waters first. Exactly. Check if the lighting and camera movement look good. If the 5-second clip works, then you can extend it. That's smart. And what about the wait times? I imagine that can be a hassle. Oh yeah, I've seen average wait times around 45 minutes for a generation. I usually batch my prompts and walk away to work on something else while they process. So you're saying you can come back and have a whole bunch of options ready to choose from? Right. And don't forget to adjust your resolution. For tests, you probably don't need 1080p right away. That's really good advice. And I love that you mentioned using negative prompts too. Tell me more about that. Sure, common negative prompts like morphing, extra limbs, or blurry can save you from getting unwanted results. It's all about guiding the AI away from mistakes. Got it. But let's talk competition for a second. How does Kling stack up against other tools like Sora or Runway? Great question. Sora is capable, but its access can be tricky and pricing can be steep. Kling has a large user base and offers native audio in its latest update, which is a big plus. Jordan. And what about Runway? You mentioned they excel in artistic style? Allie. Right. Runway is excellent for texture and style, but Kling wins out when it comes to longer durations. For something like a continuous shot in a music video, Kling's 120-second limit is a huge advantage. And for those quick, fun animations, would you still recommend Pika? Pika's great for short bursts, but for more complex movements and shots, Kling's controls are stronger. So if someone's ready to dive into Kling 2.0, what's the first step? First, sign up and grab those free daily credits. You get 66 of them. Don't pay for a subscription until you've tested the waters. Makes total sense. And starting with image to video sounds like a solid approach too. Absolutely. Then keep your prompts structured. Use the Anchor Plus, Environment Plus, Action Plus, camera format, and you'll see way better results. So to summarize, keep it structured, start small, and be patient. It's all part of the process, right? Exactly. Even pros can go through a lot of generations to get usable clips, but when you finally get that perfect shot with synchronized audio, it's totally worth it. For sure. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.